The Matheson Hospital is receiving the biggest injection of cash from an announcement this week. More than $2.4 million is being doled out to 12 projects in the Cochrane and Timiskaming districts from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC. Supporting communities and businesses with targeted investments through the NOHFC unlocks local economic development opportunities, creates employment, and keeps the region strong and competitive, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development in a news release. Rickford was in Earlton yesterday, September 18, for the announcement. The breakdown of the cash is $500,000 for Bingham Memorial Hospital in Matheson to replace a seasonal gazebo and deck with an all-season sunroom and outdoor space. $400,000 for Lynch Ag Limited to build a storage facility and buy equipment for its potato farm in Aventurel. $371,000 for W. LaFrance Logging Limited to buy equipment for its forest harvesting operations in Englehart. $2,267,353 for the nonprofit Haileybury Curling Club to install LED lighting, replace its chiller system, renovate the kitchen and make the washrooms accessible. $203,989 for the town of Kapuskasing to replace the roof of its Welcome Center building. $200,000 for OCW Metalworks to establish a custom metal fabrication business in Sturgeon Falls. $200,000 for What the Flock Acres to establish a lamb farm in Kennebec. $170,050 for the numbered company 2,778,232 Ontario Inc. to create an HVAC and refrigeration services business in Kirkland Lake. $43,113 for Cody's Pole Lines Inc. to buy equipment for its utility services company in Newlaskeard. $29,851 for Kemp Elliott and Blair LLP to convert storage space into office space and buy equipment for the public accounting firm in Newlaskeard. $26,000 for White Sheep Farm in Bell Valley to build a new shelter, update existing barns and buy equipment. $16,425 for the nonprofit Jack Pine Snowmobile Club in Iroquois Falls to buy equipment and install signs on its 170-kilometer trail network.